This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
We're all here, one big happy family back here in Washington, D.C., and look who is in the studio lounge, none other than Mr. Todd Spaczynski from CUNA. How are you, sir?
I'm good to see you again. Great to see you again, Mike.
Yeah.
Here we are once again.
Yeah, our continued tradition on opening night.
I have you here on the couch. So, interesting little factoid. This
yes.
is our 15th GAC in the Washington Convention Center.
Really? Congrats.
So, we... When we moved from the Washington Hilton,
I remember those days.
15 years ago, I was part of the team that was part of that transition. And when we left and came here, the goal was 5,000 plus attendees.
Okay.
Or 5,000 attendees. And when we walked in here for the first year, how in the heck are we going to ever fill this place?
You're going to fill it up, yeah.
Because back then we were getting like 2,500 attendees. I'm happy to share with you, we've got record attendance, the largest attendance ever at a CUNA GAC.
I had a feeling 2023 would do that.
Yeah, so we're at, the last number I heard was 5,780
so
something.
And knock it on 6,000.
Yeah,
really?
We can comfortably say nearly 6,000 people.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Because I know you guys are kind of spilling out the exhibit hall.
I just walked through there. It's great. It's
yeah.
a fantastic
yeah.
hall, and everybody's in there right now.
Right on.
So it's good to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Come on over here. It's nice and quiet out here for right now, but until the crowds go by. So anyway, always great to have you here, especially opening night, because you were kind of like the ringmaster, as I call you, of this whole great event here. And so what can you share with us? The theme and then maybe some speakers.
Absolutely.
Actually, we already had a speaker talk, and you can say a little bit.
First, I got to say, I stand on the shoulders of a great, great One CUNA team. And I always like to call out and thank our leagues that support this as well, because without them actively promoting and engaging this within their own states, we don't draw
yeah.
5,700
oh, you're right.
plus
yeah.
attendees.
Yep.
So we just had Sekou Andrews, our CUNA Council sponsored Ed session. Little takeoff on the TED
yeah,
Talks, right?
I like that.
And he was phenomenal. And I'd share with you, I've been doing this for quite a few years, and he spent an enormous amount of time in preparation for tonight's presentation.
Yeah.
And he used a line that has resonates with me. And he said, I can't story tell until I story listen. And I want to listen and understand the credit union story.
Okay.
So then I can tell that story. And it showed.
Very
he
cool.
Absolutely out of the park.
Really?
Standing ovation. And I couldn't be happier. I mean, when you have somebody spending that amount of time to make sure they understand
mm-hmm.
what the credit union difference is
mm-hmm.
and financial well-being for all and our people helping people philosophy, and then go out on stage and deliver it,
yeah.
it was like he was one of our family.
Wow.
He was like one of us.
Wow.
And it was pretty spectacular. Great,
okay.
great way to start the event.
So if you missed it, though, you guys are going to have a recording
right.
of it, right?
So we have our GAC on air. So for those that weren't able to join us,
right.
In person,
yeah.
we have that virtual
oh, awesome.
Option.
Awesome.
And then for all of the attendees that are here in person, they'll get access to that when they get back.
Oh,
so if they, for whatever reason, missed this one
mm-hmm.
or missed one down
mm-hmm.
the road, they'll have access to see it.
Or they just want to watch it again.
Yeah. I think they will.
What other speakers do you guys have here? Is Condoleezza Rice here?
Condoleezza Rice will be here on Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay.
So she'll be doing a fireside chat with Jim Nussel,
okay.
our CEO, which will be great. Jim and Condoleezza Rice served on President Bush's cabinet,
that's right.
so they overlapped back in the day. So they'll have some war stories
yeah,
to share.
Yeah, that'll be kind of fun
then.
To watch.
And obviously, she's former Secretary of State. They told us we can't ask her questions about her ownership in the Denver Broncos.
No Russell Wilson questions.
I mean,
come on.
I don't think that's right. So we might put one of those in.
Yeah, sneak As one in.
As a diehard
come
football
on.
Fan,
yeah.
and Packer fan.
Well,
you know,
she's a big sports fan
she's
too.
A big
she's
sports
big
fan.
Sports.
So she'll be here. She'll
okay.
be off. Awesome. We have Peter Diamandis Monday morning. To open up the big general session
mm-hmm.
on Monday morning, and then we close on Wednesday with Carl Rove and Jennifer Palmieri.
Oh, wow.
To do a little point counterpoint.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, that'll be interesting.
You know, and Jason Starak, our chief advocacy
mm-hmm.
officer, will
mm-hmm.
be sitting in and facilitating
right
and moderating.
On. Jason's a good dude.
Yeah. moderating that discussion a little bit. So we've got a great lineup, but what I also always tell folks is the highest rated thing about her GAC is the opportunity to network and engage. And that's what's really cool, that we put these thought leaders and thought provokers on the stage. And then all of the attendees can
let them go and start talking about
talking.
Right.
How does this apply to my credit union? Yep. Have you integrated this in your credit union? It's a great event.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously tonight is opening night, but in the ensuing days, it's really cool to go out here in the lobby area or anywhere in the convention center and just see people sitting down and talking and brainstorming, and it's really cool to see that. I mean, we got through it,
right?
You know, and so now we're back to mostly in person, and so it's really cool to get that in-person interaction going again.
I agree, and I think there was a bit of a pent-up demand. So
oh,
if you
completely.
Recall last year, we did in-person GAC, but we didn't have the numbers, and we had 700 plus people cancel over the last month of the GAC, based primarily around COVID and health concerns.
Totally get it.
And so that pent-up demand, they're all here now.
Those extra 700 are here this year for sure.
They're all here now, and I just walked through that exhibit hall, as I said earlier, and the engagement going on there is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's so much energy,
and
it's really cool to see our vendor partners, you know, they're able to sit in on the general sessions and they can also share their insights and what they've learned from that and then also understand what credit unions have heard and how their products and services can help them along the way as
No doubt. Yeah, a lot of knowledge in there for sure, and a lot of doing some great stuff for credit unions out there. What are some topics that we're going to be talking about this year? Obviously, ChatGPT is going to be, I'm sure that's going to be buzzed. That's going to be a lot of buzz in the hallways, and crypto, obviously. And
we always say GAC is an advocacy event first, so there will be plenty of discussion around hiking the hill, regulatory type of issues. So we'll have all three NCUA board members will be speaking from the general session stage. We have the director of the CFPB, Director Chopra, will
also be here. Oh, he's going to be here. Wow.
So we'll have... That's kind of the consistent theme topic, and we'll have members of Congress all throughout the week, either via virtual or live and here and in person.
Mm-hmm.
So that advocacy theme and message is throughout. Our message to them is financial well-being for all, and help credit unions better advance and serve their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a theme that you hear. And the theme basically is it starts with you. It starts with you telling your story about the impacts that you're making within your own communities.
Mm-hmm.
Other topics we'll have, if you recall last year, we had the the Ukraine ambassador come in and speak, which was really powerful.
Yeah.
So we have a follow-up in one of our breakout sessions with World Council and some folks from Ukraine being able to talk through the impacts and what they're doing to help credit unions continue to serve members over in Ukraine. So that's pretty cool.
Can I tell you something?
Please
we
do.
We just had them in here, and oh my gosh, the message that they will tell you will rock you to your core.
Yeah.
I mean, it changed. I mean, I was literally shaking after Alyssa told some of the stories of what's going on over there. It is, but credit unions, you guys, to your benefit, or your credit rather, have really stepped up and continue to step up, and they desperately need it, especially right now as we unfortunately are in the second year.
Yeah.
There's an anniversary, and usually we celebrate anniversaries, but this one, not so much.
Well, and
but,
World
yeah.
Council is doing a great job of spearheading that, and it's why it's important that we have that as part of this event, because it impacts all of us in some way, shape, or form, and this allows credit unions to hear that story.
Yep.
And then identify ways that they can further help and assist. Another interesting kind of factoid about that is, so last year we were to have Jose Andres
as
our keynote speaker. And he couldn't make it at the last minute because he flew over to Ukraine to help feed Ukrainian refugees.
Good for him. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so we tried to get him back this year. And he was really excited. He wanted to come and speak because there's a certain tie in between what he does and what credit unions do and helping communities. And he called us up, at least this time it wasn't like at the last minute. He said, you know, I can't accept your invite because of the 1 year anniversary.
Oh.
And sadly, this is still going on. And he's going back there as a symbolic gesture.
Well, if there was ever a reason to back out, that's the one to do,
apparently the only one that's missing GAC right now.
The only one, I know. You got everybody else here big time. So,
It's great. So we have a variety of other topics and thought leader discussions that hit, you know, other aspects, like you mentioned, AI, artificial intelligence, and technology and digitalization. And then our vendors also, we have two theaters now set up within the exhibit hall.
Oh, really?
So our vendor partners get an opportunity to educate from within
good
the
idea.
Hall
good
as
idea.
Well. So
mm-hmm.
we have a record number of, not just attendees, but a record number of education sessions mm-hmm. throughout the entire...
I'll have to go in there and check that out. Yeah, that'd be cool to see.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff indeed, sir. Anything else to add? I mean, I know this is just scratching the surface
it
of
is.
What we're going to experience, though, over the next 3 or 4 days.
Well,
but
I always thank your support. You've been here for...
Oh, my gosh.
I think we were talking, like, what, 10 years
at least,
now?
Yeah.
At least 10 years. Mm-hmm. And doing a great job of helping us in the credit union system. And it's going to be a great show. We're really excited to be able to do what we do for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're from a national trade association. They're our members.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're right.
Our goal is to create the experience for them that mm-hmm. they create back within their communities while we're here. And
yep.
that's what we're going to try to do. And I think we're going to do a pretty good job.
I think you're going to do a really good job this year.
Right.
Good stuff. All right, Todd. Thank
right.
you very much.
Appreciate
it. Keep up the good work. And, yeah. When can you relax? Wednesday, maybe?
I think Wednesday at the closing party. I might have a cold malt beverage.
There you go. Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.